By this time, you're probably good and tired of people asking, "What are you doing New Year's Eve?" Sometimes it's as if you're going to be graded on whether your plans are good enough. Cynthia Heimel is always giving tongue-in-cheek advice on relationships and nightlife in her Village Voice and Playboy columns, and in such books as Sex Tips for Girls and If You Can't Live Without Me, Why Aren't You Dead Yet? We wanted to see what she's doing tonight. This is her first New Year's Eve in L.A. She's now a story editor on the TV series Dear John. Heimel likes L.A. better than New York, but her new home hasn't changed her feelings about New Year's Eve.
I hate it. Nobody loves New Year's Eve, Terry. Not, you know, unless you're like 16. I think over the age of 18, you have to hate New Year's Eve.
Why do you hate it?
Because it's impossible to have a good time on New Year's Eve. My expectations are always like, the only way to have a good time is, you know that movie, When Harry Met Sally?
Mm-hmm.
So her New Year's Eve was, she's really miserable. She doesn't have the man she's in love with. She goes to this big, beautiful, glamorous party. But she's still miserable, and then the man she's in love with comes running from miles away, sweeps her into his arms, and asks her to marry him, and says, "I want to live the rest of my life with you. I'm madly in love with you." Now, to me, anything less than that is a disappointment on New Year's Eve. You have to have, like, the perfect moment. I mean, you know, like how Spalding Gray is always looking for that perfect... Well, everyone thinks that they're going to manufacture a perfect moment on New Year's Eve.
Well, it's the only night out where your good time is an omen of the year to come.
Yes.
And if you don't have a good time, it's like, oh, I've blown all of 1992 already and it hasn't started yet.
That's right. That's absolutely true. And so you think, it's New Year's Eve, I have to have a good time. Am I having a good time? And the minute you ask, am I having a good time, then you're not. It can never be as good as you want it to be.
It's also the most competitive night out where it's, well, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Right. Well, I'm going to Woody Allen's party. There was a time in New York when, for some reason, I think Woody Allen was giving New Year's Eve parties. I believe that. And, you know, we used to be able to take drugs and, like, pick up strangers. So we used to be able to have a good time on New Year's Eve.
So, Cynthia, what are you doing tonight?
No, I'm going to a party. So embarrassed. Because I also think it's really obnoxious to stay home. So there's no way to win. Although I was thinking, if you do stay home, I have some tips.
Oh, good. Well, I'd like to hear them.
You can, if you're a woman, and I hate to divide this up, but I think it's going to have to be, you stay home and you rent Pride and Prejudice and Little Women. Or you read Georgette Heyer romance novels. Have you ever read Georgette Heyer romance novels?
No, I haven't.
Well, they're very funny. They're sort of like P.G. Wodehouse romance novels, and they're great, and there's one called Venetia that is so romantic, you have to kill yourself at the end. So that's a good thing. And if you're a guy, I think you have to rent Slapshot or Who Will Stop the Rain on New Year's Eve. Or read a, you know, like a Larry McMurtry book like Leaving Cheyenne.
Huh.
You know, so you have some kind of emotional experience, even though it's all by yourself. Because you're not going to have one out in the world.
Right.
Especially if you live in New York City.
So do you have a date for this party, or are you going yourself?
I don't have a date. And New Year's Eve date is a frightening thing because you have to kiss at midnight.
Oh, and talk about symbolism. Yeah,
yeah.
That has to stand for something.
Then you have this kiss, and you think, oh my God, I guess I have to marry this person now and live with him for the rest of my life. And it's just it's a little too frightening for me.
Well, I want to wish you a happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Terry.
And I hope you really have a good time tonight.
I don't think I will, and then I'll be over it. But I think the main thing we have to remember is New Year's Eve is not indicative of what's going to happen to us for the rest of the year. Get that out of our brains and we'll have a much better time. Okay, darling.
Okay, take good care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Writer Cynthia Heimel.